You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the morning podcast right here on Money Control. It's the 1st of June, but the last day of the week, and what a week we've had. What a day specifically we've had. We'll find out all about that and what we can look forward to later in the markets today. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
The Morning Market Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
Sensex jumped over 400 points while Nifty 50 rose above the 10,700 levels on expiry day. The big question we're asking, is the momentum likely to continue into the June series as well? Well, it's been a strong day for sure. The 31st of May was a big day for the markets and we saw buying in the last hour of the trade. The index rose back above the 10,700 levels, which is a positive sign for the bulls, but analysts are not too convinced about the late surge, which could be largely related to expiry day moves. The index manages to register a breakout above 10,700 levels, sure, but Nifty rollovers stood at 58%, which was slightly below 72%, which was recorded in April expiry, and was certainly lower than the three-month average of 67.3%. So the rollover we've seen is only 58%. Analysts advise investors to remain cautious because despite witnessing a breakout, the broader market closed in the red, and the advanced decline ratio was also largely skewed in favor of bears. Follow-up buying is required for an index to sustain momentum. As long as Nifty holds 10,700, bulls have got nothing to worry about, but a slip below 10,550 might put bears back in the driving seat. We spoke to Hadrian Mendonca of IIFL, who was of the opinion that the upward trend that Nifty Bank has shown is continuing this week as well, so there might be some momentum and continuation in that trend with Bank Nifty, but overall, caution is advised. Keep a stop below 10,600 for all long positions. FPIs sold 15 crore rupees worth from the equity market and DIIs sold 266 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. What are some big ticket items that investors should be watching out for today? Well, Indian economy has grown 7.7% in January to March 2018. It is the biggest expansion seen in the last 7 quarters on account of robust performance in manufacturing, construction and service sectors, as well as good farm output, government data went on to show. But the economic growth slows to 6.7% in 2017-2018 compared to 7.1% in 2016-2017. It was marginally higher than the 6.6% expansion projected in February. India remains on track to grow at above 7% in FY19 and emerge as the fastest growing major economy in the world. Some headwinds do remain from the perspective of rising crude oil prices and unwinding of global easy monetary policy and rising interest rates. Investors should continue to invest systematically in equities, with preference being for large cap funds, is what one analyst went on to advise. What are markets looking like on technical charts and what should investors do? Should they be booking profits or add fresh long positions? Well, Nifty has formed a strong bullish candle. Trade long with stop below 10,600. Three levels to be watching out for: 10,550, 10,680 and on the upside, 10,800. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 and 10,700. Maximum put OI placed at 10,600 and 10,400. Going into trade, stocks with high delivery percentage include HDFC, Ramco Cements and Power Grid. Some stocks have seen long build-up as we go into trade: Bharat Financial, JSW Steel, CESC and IDFC. Some stocks have seen short build-up: V-Guard, Ambuja and Biocon are among them. Some stocks that investors should be keeping on their radar: Berger Paints' quarter four profit has jumped to 51%. 110 crores is what it showed. Religare Enterprises reported a net loss of 64 crore rupees in the March quarter. And SEBI has slapped a 10 lakh rupee fine on DLF for wrong disclosures on utilization of IPO proceeds. So Berger Paints, Religare Enterprises and DLF are some stocks that we should be watching out for. And finally, we spoke to IIFL and they gave us a list of 3 stocks that can give returns of up to 8 to 11%. IDFC Bank has a buy call with a target of 45 rupees, stop loss at 39 rupees, returns of 11%. L&T Technology Services, that is LTTS, has a buy call with a target of 1,436 rupees, stop loss at 1,275 and returns of 8%. And finally, Coal India Limited has a buy call as well with a target of 319 rupees, that is 319, stop loss at 283 rupees for returns as much as 8%. Well, that's all you need to know going into trade this morning. We have another podcast where we talk about the stock picks in a little greater detail and go into the recent history of those stocks. Until the next time we see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone here at the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.